negative.
The button has been pushed.
Commencing podcast now.
It's nice.
Welcome to Pop Tech Jam, the independent audio magazine about consumer technology, pop culture, and fresh app updates for the new fall season. I'm J.D. Beersdorfer.
And I'm Pedro Rafael Rosado.
On this week's show, we take a stroll through the week's tech headlines, and Don D'Onofrio returns to continue the conversation from last week's show about all the new stuff Apple did or didn't announce last week. But first, some news.
News. I'm sorry, I've got food in my mouth.
Yes, you're eating and podcasting at the same time.
I've done so many podcasts today that I forgot to eat.
Really? So you didn't totally do a cooking podcast where maybe they brought you some samples?
I wish I did. Oh, that would have been so awesome.
All right. So I see you're having a fine vending machine meal of peanuts and Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yes, indeed. The breakfast of champions.
Yes. Well, that is a, I think that's a bona fide entree in the South.
That's just wrong. We offended all of our Southern fans.
No, it is a, ask anyone, it is a thing. You have to put the peanuts in the Coke bottle, though.
Oh, no, I'm not sure I could do that.
You know? I'm really not sure I can do that. You got to do it right. You know?
Yeah. All right. Maybe next time.
All right. Yeah. Now do your separate, and we'll discuss this later.
The pause that refreshes.
It is. All right. Would you like some news to go with your meal
here? Do we have any news other than Apple? Apple, like, sucked up all the atmosphere.
They do that every year, at least once or twice. Yeah. But no, I found other things, including a continuation of the Samsung story we discussed.
That is just so incredible.
Yeah, you don't want to say it's heating up, but it's...
The memes have been out of control.
Yeah, no, but let's you know, because some people may have this phone and want to have updates on the condition thereof. So, yes, concern about the flaming batteries in the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 continues to grow as two government agencies have now issued warnings about using the device.
Flaming batteries, best band name ever.
I tell you, I love their second album. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is urging all Galaxy Note 7 owners to stop using the phones and to power them down and stop charging them, too. And the Federal Aviation Administration is strongly advising passengers not to charge, turn on, or even pack any Galaxy Note 7 devices in checked baggage.
Oh!
They did the same thing with the hoverboards, as you remember.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yes, Samsung, for its part, is stepping up efforts with a quick fix Galaxy Note 7 over the air patch designed to stop charging batteries from overheating by limiting the maximum charge to 60%, so they can't go all the way up to 100 wherein they might ignite, so it puts a governor on the battery capacity of the charge there. So
that's bad. That's real bad.
Yeah, this is their, and they're desperately trying to get all of these phones back and recalled. So they are jumping in. But yeah, this thing is just not getting any better for Samsung. Mm-hmm. Oh, and as a quick correction to last week's show, it's not just 1% of the phones affected by this recall and incident. I believe they are reeling all of them back. What, 2.5 million?
That's a lot of phones.
Yeah, so if you have a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 and you have not been contacted by Samsung or your wireless carrier or been reading the news and you just happen to be listening to this, we're going to have some links for you on information about your phone there.
And use them.
Yes.
Use them.
Now, could Google be working on a new 7-inch Android tablet to replace the retired Nexus 7 line? We were hoping for this a couple of weeks ago. I remember we were waxing rhapsodic about the 7-inch form factor.
Did it hurt? That sounds painful.
Waxing rhapsodic. Yes, it's not like that kind of waxing.
Oh, I got you.
More, you know, pontificating.
Ah, yes.
Several tech blogs are reporting that that is the case and citing leaks that Chinese manufacturer Huawei is that how you pronounce it? Huawei?
That's how we're pronouncing it.
Yes. Huawei. I apologize if I just said something obnoxious in Mandarin or Cantonese. I apologize. But this manufacturer is working on such a tablet to arrive by the end of this year, if the leaks are true. And they're saying it's probably 4 gigs of RAM. It's likely that the tablet will be branded under another name, as Google has allegedly retired the Nexus name. And I think they're calling some of their new products Pixel. I know we've got the Pixel C tablet.
Yeah, Pixel C.
I don't know if this Pixel thing is going to stick around or if they've got a whole new line that they're going to introduce.
Oh, those peanuts were good.
Oh, yes.
They were so good.
They are delicious little energy bombs.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. But yeah, I hope they, come on, why did they retire Nexus? I love that name.
It had such a nice, I don't know, people are getting it confused with Lexus, Nexus, the database.
I doubt it.
Or, you know, I guess you got to just change things up every few years and have a whole new line.
Pixel doesn't do it for me, that's for sure.
It could lead to some confusion with photo editing software and other tools of the trade.
There you go. You got it.
Google has also been doing some other software updates this week. Speaking of pictures, the company updated the iOS version of its Google Photos app to include a feature that turns iPhone Live photos taken on a 6S or later into animated GIFs or GIFs, depending on your pronunciation.
GIFs.
That can be shared more wildly. There's also a new iOS version of the Google Cardboard Camera app for taking 3D 360-degree virtual reality photos that look very cool in your Google Cardboard viewer.
Yeah.
And an Android version of that app, as you know, has been out for a while. Facebook has also updated its Messenger platform to be much more of an e-commerce engine, as if we didn't see that coming, barreling down the tracks.
There's a surprise.
Yes. One of the company's blogs has announced that the site was, quote, starting to roll out ads in newsfeed that drive people to chat with your bot on Messenger, end quote.
Leave my bot alone.
That sounds, I guess it's the advertiser's bots.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And so there's going to be bots coming from you to chat with you to get you to buy things from companies.
Gotcha.
So expect that if you're using Facebook. Mm-hmm. The post goes on to say that all clicks on these newsfeed ads will open directly in Messenger with a thread and a copy of the ad so that the user can just start shopping right there.
Nice. Right away. Boom.
Yes. But remember, folks, Facebook is a free site and you are the product.
Yes, you are.
Apple doesn't seem to be sitting still while Facebook takes all the advertising dollars, though. The iMessage app and the iOS 10 software that arrived just this week now has its own app store where users can purchase things like stickers and games and who knows what else in future.
And whatnot.
Yes, and little, tchotchkes of the digital nature.
That's such a great word.
It is. Yiddish tchotchkes. Is such a great language.
It is. It really
Apple expects companies, including its brand new best friend Nintendo, to create brand theme apps and other digital doodads for iOS users to share amongst themselves.
Interesting.
I saw that the iMessage app store was opening. I did not go into it.
I have no interest.
Yeah, the stickers thing, yeah. I don't really...
I'm not a stickers guy.
Yeah, I didn't even like color forms growing up, so...
You didn't? I loved color
forms. I mean, they were okay, but eventually you dropped them, they got cat hair on them, they didn't stick to
anything.
They
didn't stick to anything, yeah.
And then I got disillusioned with the whole thing, so...
There you go, yeah.
So...
You're traumatized now.
Yeah, it was a usability issue, I think, for me. But Instagram...
Instagram.
Yeah, also owned by Facebook. Instagram announced this week that it was adding keyword moderation that allows users to block comments using specific words from appearing on posts. Now, as you can imagine, this could make it very helpful for weeding out comments that use certain words or hateful language. And as before, users could also swipe to delete offensive comments, report abuse, and block harassing accounts to keep the trolls at bay. Instagram, I guess, has been very proactive with their tools.
You know, what's interesting? I've been trolled on Twitter. I've been trolled on Facebook, but not on Instagram, although maybe I just jinxed myself. But
yeah, everyone's coming for you now.
Yeah, whenever somebody posts something stupid I don't like or something, I just wipe it away. I don't see it.
Yeah, which they've had from the get-go.
Right.
Makes you wonder, though, if Twitter is paying attention.
I hope so. It
has kind of become sort of the grand central of trollery.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely a grand central of trollery.
Yeah.
I've been complaining about this for probably going on a year now.
Yeah.
It's just a Wild West. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Twitter, though, The Verge and other blogs are reporting that the bird-themed microblogging services previously announced plan to stop counting links, polls, and other media in the 140-character limit. That's going to go into effect on September the 19th, if everything goes according to plan on the inside. So it'll feel like you just got so many more characters to use describing the link that you just posted.
Nice.
Could be handy, and then you got a little more room to...
Yeah, because the people need to hear what I have to say in more than 140
They will get the
characters.
Full...
Absolutely.
Full character
They will
count.
Get Kaisered. Hard.
Yes, you will not lose any characters to shorten links or anything from now on.
Heck no.
Yes, we look forward to that.
We got a clean tag, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we have a clean tag, yes. Now, in Windows 10 news, Sling TV has an official Windows 10 app available on Microsoft's Windows Store.
Really?
I don't know. I assume I go in there every once in a while.
Everyone's
got a store. You got to have an app store if you're going to have a platform.
We're going to have to do that now, right? Yeah, okay.
We should sit down and do an action plan. but this app allows the streaming TV service to work with Windows 10 and the Cortana virtual assistant to organize one's television watching on the PC.
I've got the giggles because just the idea of you and I putting an action plan together.
Yes, we will have to have target tasks.
Yes, we will have to have target
business
tasks.
Lingo.
Look who just walked into
it's
the
Don
room.
D'Onofrio.
It's Don D'Onofrio.
Yes, he got himself a little crackle and
nice.
He's going to come on next.
Nice, he's coming on
See,
next.
See, you and him like the same chocolates. Too.
Yes, that's it.
It's a tech guy thing.
We're brothers
I love the
from
crackle.
Another mother. That's what we are. That's
yes, with you with your crackles and toe.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we only have two more news items and then we will move on to the Don portion of the show.
There you go.
So we can discuss the Apple things.
Because the peoples are waiting.
The peoples are waiting. But let's go out to space here. Blue Origin People love it when you say space.
I know
again.
They do. Space. People love when I do that. I
yes,
don't know
I think
why.
It, well,
look,
all,
Don's laughing.
You
he
get
likes
all reverby
it too.
And stuff. Yeah, I think it makes you another subwoofers kind of, you
yes.
know.
Yes. To see and hear.
Yes. Yes, Don gets the full experience.
He gets the full experience.
Yes, but Blue Origin, the space exploration company owned by Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, showed off some new rocket designs to the public this week. It's nice. Fashion Week, you know, in New York, and it's also Rocket Fashion Week. The new line called New Glenn, after obviously the astronaut John Glenn, has both 2- and 3-stage models, depending on the mission and if it's inside or outside the Earth's orbit. Mm-hmm. The company plans to launch its first rocket by the end of the decade and could eventually send rich tourists into space joyrides, help out with NASA missions, or even send commercial satellites into orbit, perhaps giving Mark Zuckerberg a transit choice for his future Facebook projects.
Maybe that's why he wasn't so upset.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to the other line, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
to get my Facebook rocket up there.
Nice.
And finally. NASA is working on that problem, you know, where an asteroid may smash into the Earth and wipe out more than the dinosaurs this
that,
time.
That pesky little problem,
you know,
yeah.
that kind of looming sort of yeah. Damocles thing.
Yeah.
Last week, the agency launched a robot explorer craft called OSIRIS-REx. And I know you're wondering what OSIRIS-REx stands for. It's short for Origins, Spectral Interpretation, Resource Identification, Security, Regolith Explorer.
Wow.
It has, it's like the English, you know, royalty that have
yeah,
really long
exactly.
names. Yeah, that's its full name. But OSIRIS-REx, as we know it for short, is headed towards the asteroid Bennu. Once it reaches that asteroid, I think around August in 2018, the craft will go into orbit for a couple of years to, you know, record, observe, see what the asteroid's doing. And before they part ways, OSIRIS-REx will use its robot arm to reach out and literally take a piece of the rock before it turns around and comes back to Earth with the sample in tow.
You know, I think my blood sugar is still low because this totally sounds like science fiction.
It is.
It's total science fiction.
It's just going to grab some of those. It needs a sample.
OSIRIS-REx, Bennu, come on.
Yeah.
You're making
it's
this
stuff. A little L. Ron Hubbard, but...
Yeah,
But they're going to actually get the sample from the asteroid, and then they can analyze it, see what asteroids are made of, where they came from,
gotcha.
Have more information, maybe how to destroy one headed towards the Earth.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Without having to get Bruce Willis involved.
Yes, please.
But the OSIRIS-REx mission does follow New Horizons and Juno in NASA's New Frontiers program. All of these really progressive things are doing, and it's all kind of tied into the journey to Mars. And they've got the Asteroid Redirect mission, which is... sort of an umbrella for all this asteroid stuff. So it's kind of inventive stuff. I mean, in the old days, we just shot a rocket up and came back. And, you know, now yeah. we're like going out and stealing stuff from space and bringing it home.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That
yeah.
is very cool.
Yeah, so...
Space!
Yes, and we will have a video of the launch of the OSIRIS-REx rocket last week. So in the meantime, because we have Don sitting right here,
yes,
champing at the bit to talk Apple, we will close out the news segment here. Anyone who wants to know more about the things we talked about can find it all at...
PopTechJam.com!
All right, let's get a mic for Don here. Dedicated listeners will remember that last week we dropped a day early and we talked about all the things we thought Apple was going to announce at their big media sucking
That's right.
event last week. This was an iPhone and Apple Watch event primarily. They had a few other things, a couple things I wasn't expecting. But we played a little lightning round with Don and asked if he thought they were going to talk about certain things. And I think, Don, you were mostly right on pretty much everything.
You were like Nate Silver, man. You were like right on the money.
Again, it's like what weathermen do. They get all these things together and they just
That's
repeat
right.
it back. So
yeah.
it really just was reading all of the various rumor things and concatenating into
yes,
one.
Yes, and the tea leaves and all that.
I do feel proud about the connector would be in the box.
Yes, yeah, you call the adapter.
It should be not less than $9.99. It was $9 even.
Yeah.
Nice. The usual price for Apple.
That's yeah.
But I was hoping for $4.99, but that was kind of a small...
Yeah, but they got an under 10, which I think is a sweet spot for
I mean,
some
now
people.
Now it's enough that, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm also just old in that $9.
$9
is like a slice of pizza nowadays.
Yeah, half of a movie ticket even.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like it's half a movie ticket, you're right.
For the record, they did not talk about iPads, which you knew they wouldn't.
Correct.
They didn't talk about Mac hardware.
Yeah, correct.
They
there was one
much...
brief slide where the Mac just flitted by. They mentioned something. Oh, the trackpad has this. And that's all we heard about the Mac.
Yeah, and they brought up like an iWork thing, which I wasn't expecting. I'm like, oh, yay, the exciting word processing software.
Yeah, that education
part of
segment
the...
kind of was, I guess, just they felt they had to do it or they wanted to give time to it. Yeah, that and the Pokemon thing were both odd, were kind of surprises.
Yeah.
Again, these are the things Apple can keep a secret if it's software.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to
deal with suppliers.
Yes, so there's no leaks.
So the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus were announced. They spent, I would say, the bulk of the keynote talking about right. that. There was a fair amount of watch stuff, but it was really, I think, it felt like they spent 20 minutes on the new camera system right. for the iPhones. So was there anything in that? I know you are a dedicated photographer. You like smartphone photography.
Yes.
Was there anything in that camera announcement that surprised you or got you really excited?
What was good was that they went through kind of step by step. I mean, they said it was something like 100 billion calculations are done every second or something to figure out, to take your photos. And this is the image signal processor, or whatever they've got. You know, this, you know, like the moment you click the shutter, the camera was moving slightly. So they go like a half a second later or tenth of a second later to get it sharp. The big kind of buzz beforehand, and we mentioned this kind of just in passing at the end, was this two-camera system. And I was hoping, and maybe more will come in time, for more integration between those two cameras. Kind of at like the feature that they showed is just for portrait photography, where I guess it actually looks for the face in the photo, and then it keeps the face sharp and blurs the background.
Ah.
So you get those nice, weird aperture portrait
yeah,
type
like
of things.
What they call a nice bokeh depth of field effect. I was hoping for more things where it would even be in all situations, it averages those two cameras together and gets you a better quality photo somehow, like just by the fact that there were two lenses. It didn't seem like there was much of that. I don't know how they would even do that. I thought, like I said last week, maybe they do one where there's one black and white camera and one color, and between those two, they can, you know, one, get like good shadow detail and then kind of fill it in from the other information, and then somehow also be able to kind of let you zoom in by just interpolating those two images together. That's obviously, you know, what do I know about it? Software development or anything else? That's how one way that I thought it would be cool that they did that. It seems like these two are really just camera A, camera B, and you just flick between them right now. And in the future, there is this one feature they showed where it kind of does this portrait mode, they call it.
Maybe they could build on that to
maybe
kind of
they'll
get
build
to where
on
you
that.
Want
and
it.
Certainly, and they've already opened up again. Apple's been kind of more over the years opening up more APIs, more ways programmers can get to the guts of these things.
Mm-hmm.
They did open up a raw mode now where you can kind of get the raw image off the CCD and then kind of adjust it later. So maybe there will be APIs that are either available now or will be available where other people will come up with cool ways of kind of merging the views of these two cameras and doing stuff. But I thought after all this kind of build up, this rumor's been out for like 2 years or something. Where like
the dual camera system, yeah.
And so after all that, I kind of thought there'd be more that would kind of merge these two together. Still, certainly nice to have on board. And I carry a little something by a company called Oleoclip that I keep in my bag, lets you kind of slide on a little zoom lens and kind of do stuff.
So you won't have to do
now,
that
now. I won't do that anymore. That'll just kind of be built in, and it's kind of nice to kind of have, you know, just more options when you're there holding your phone.
Yeah, well, it almost seems like the iPhone 7 Plus, because these two cameras are only on the big one, right? Not
right.
the little one.
Correct.
Seems like that one is almost like it's a decent flat camera that also makes phone calls at this point.
Yes.
Like the hardware or software is so good in there.
Yeah, it's really, and it's, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about the original announcement for the iPhone, and Steve Jobs kind of said it was an internet communicator, a phone, and an iPod. And then he kept saying all three over and over again. Mm-hmm. The little graphic spun around. And it was like, it's all one thing. You know, now really, I guess it really has become an internet communicator primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then
a
the
selfie
phone
generator
is really
too.
The third or fourth function. And the camera would be the second thing. And the iPod, really, you don't even think about much anymore either. I mean, I know you have your vest of iPods.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
But the iPod functionality is really kind of even going into the background.
That's a good segue to the audio jack situation.
Headphone jack has left us.
We kind of knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pedro, when you heard the announcement, yeah, I know you've been dreading it. We kind of knew it was going to be true.
Mm.
Did you have the, was it a sense of resignation or rage? Or
no,
just,
it was resignation.
I'm getting an Android phone.
No. It's a resignation.
You're not tempted to switch to Android, or
I am very tempted.
Okay,
honestly, I've invested so much money in headphones. I'm not going into the wireless or the Bluetooth headphones.
The AirPods, or I kept calling them the AirBuds, which is a dog movie, but
yeah.
Yeah, the AirPods did not, because
no,
I've heard that the sound on those is not super, super, super great. Like, it's not a high fidelity listen.
It's like, you know.
And it looks like you left the Q-tips in your ears when you're wearing them.
You can't charge them more for like 5 hours or something like that. I mean, it's like.
You're talking about the AirPods specifically or all Bluetooth headphones?
No, the AirPods specifically.
Yeah, well, I've read kind of, you know, the people that have looked at it and seen it, I've read kind of two different points of view. One is like, this is revolutionary and really, you know, and there are some cool things that it does, that when you take it out of one ear, it stops playing in that ear, and then it stops the music. If you take them out of both, it says like, oh, you want to listen to it on your phone now, and it starts playing on your phone.
Right.
There are some cool things that they did in there. To me, some of those things are genius. Like, I remember on my iPod, this was actually a feature that's on the iPhone now, was on the iPod originally. When you take the headphones out, it pauses.
Yeah, it pauses.
That
yeah.
is like the kind of magic that Apple does. It's just like, well, duh. How come that, for all of history right. that hasn't been right. true? Like, even a Walkman could have probably done that, you right. know, mechanically stop the tape.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but Apple brought that feature out. But on the other hand, some of those things are almost too fussy for me. Like, this whole, like, oh, I have to take them at the same time. You know, like, it's like yeah. that kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, I am encouraged by the fact that Apple spent their own time or spent time developing the silicone inside there. They came up with a W1 chip, mm-hmm. and they're putting that in the Beats line. I'm encouraged by what that does. Maybe that'll make the pairing process better. Maybe it'll make the quality of the music a little bit better and everything else. And kind of, you know, but they're limited by what Bluetooth can do. I mean, there was some speculation that Apple was going to use some other special sauce or like. Like the kind of connection that, you know, microphones on stage use. It's a really high bandwidth,
right.
high fidelity.
Yep, yep.
You know, whether Apple would layer that somehow on top of Bluetooth or in parallel to Bluetooth. And they didn't do anything like that, at least in the short term. But, you know, to go to the opposite of you, Pedro, I went a wireless. I'm wearing them right now. I bought these a year or so ago when the Apple Watch came out because it was a way to kind of listen to music. And there's a lot of problems with them. I mean, one, the battery goes dead. The, you know, the pairing, it's fiddly. Oh, it's paired to the wrong thing. I also have it tied to my iPad. So it's like, oh, it's on the wrong one or something. All those things suck. I will not deny it. And still, I will never go back to wired headphones.
And just for the listeners at home, can you just describe which model you are?
This is the Motorola Moto Surround headphones are from Motorola. They're not particularly good ones. I just bought them because they were, when they first launched, they were like $60. I think they're now like $80 or $90.
But you have them, and even though they've got issues, you're not going to go back to the
wires. Yeah, that wire hanging down is just so annoying. And, you know, like, oh, is that, how many times does it pull you out of your ears or whatever else? They're just there. Mm. I've even sometimes been sitting at my desk like an hour at work with these around my neck and forgotten that they're there.
That's, well, you walked in here and forgot they were
I knew they were on because I'm leaving right after this. So there's a lot of things that are really just great about the wireless headphones, and the idea of going back to like having the thing and it's in my pocket or I thread it to my sleeve like I'm wearing a wire or something. You know, it's really the better. It really is the future. And I think that if you – now you're probably more of an audiophile than I am. You probably have a pickier, you know, ear.
Well, no. I mean, as far as picky – no, that's not even the consideration. It's the convenience factor for me. I can go into my stash of headphones, pick anything out right now, jam it into my and listen to music.
Right.
It's a 3-second process.
So you don't have to find a dongle. You don't have to look for your lightning tipped, you know, headphones.
I know I'm going to get decent quality, whatever I'm going to pull out of there because of whatever.
Yeah.
But with a Bluetooth headset, to your point.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of things to talk about. I mean,
right.
And now, like, when the battery goes dead, like if I'm right. on the train heading home and the battery goes dead, I'm like,
oh, exactly.
I just take it as a moment to be like,
right.
I'll just be zen and stare out the window. Like it's just
I can't do that. I can't do that.
You know,
he needs
his tunes.
I need my tunes. I need, you know, there's for yeah. me it's more about the convenience and also the fact that I don't like being forced.
Yeah, the pairing is fiddly and everything else. I mean, Apple's tried to solve some of that with the AirPods specifically,
right.
where
right.
when you open the case, it just does it, and then it links to all of your Apple devices. It's all synced to your iCloud account. I'm hopeful that's more the W1 chip, and when I buy one of maybe the Beats headphones, you know, in the future, that will kind of carry over.
Have we seen accessory makers with things so that you don't lose them? Because they're hanging loose in your ears, and like, I can't keep track of a chapstick for a week, and you know, this is $160
yeah.
pair of headphones. I'm just seeing these
the
things like flying out left and right.
Yeah, that's where it just falls out. The people, again, where you just have like the handful of people that got to try it on in the review room. I don't know what kind of Purell situation they're working there either.
Yeah,
but
spritz. Hygiene people.
You know, but you know, the people. You know, one woman, Susie Ox, banged her head around everything else, and she thought they stayed very well. Again, you don't have the cord hanging down, which is what we're used to kind of making
Correct.
Things.
So
fall
there's
out.
Not the weight. Yeah,
I guess even the illustrious institution we're all associated with. You know, that reviewer Brian Chen said Brian X Chen, or is it Brian Ten Chen?
Brian Tenchen. I like
one
that.
Of the editors here said that he was walking around like with cigarettes hanging out of his ears, you know, because
nice.
They have the battery area
nice.
Hanging out. All that said, I still just like the Bluetooth headphones, and I probably will buy a better pair
right.
than this pair. It's that cord is just really, really annoying.
All right, so Don has cut the cord here.
Don has cut the cord. You're a brave man.
Yeah.
The loss of the headphone jack will not be a huge. I mean, in the car, I already have something that plugs into the charging port that charges and listen at the same time.
Well, the thing is, too, I'm not a camera guy either. So for me, the camera isn't that much of a selling point. It's like, okay, well, it's got a nice camera. I can't tell the difference, really, to be honest, because that's not my forte. But the audio thing,
music.
I mean, you're talking about somebody who went nuts when they took the 30-pin connector away.
Because all your accessories.
All my accessories. I had the audiophile clip that goes to this, and then it went to my special headphone amp. And, you know, so this, I think I'm going to get over it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get over it.
There was a reader who tweeted or to us something about,
yeah,
I want to listen at the same time.
I want to listen
at the same time. Yes, faithful listener Roy. Roy, we got your message.
Roy. And we chatted a lot about you, Roy, actually.
We had many discussions, and you found
first of
a couple
all, Roy,
of products.
How are you going to bed with a cord? He's like, I will never
there
go to
there are many
cordless.
Of us out there,
but,
man.
Yeah, there's
how are you,
there?
You going to strangle
Roy,
yourself
I'm
with a cord
you. Roy.
Coming
yes.
into your bed? Like
solidarity.
Clan
Roy.
Cord is very strong.
Why? He was like,
it. Clan cord.
Going to bed with cord wireless headphones is not an option. I was like, have you tried it? It's really like liberating. You live a little, Roy. Try
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No, I'm with Roy. I like the security of the cord. But you went out and you found a couple of products.
Well, there's
a Belkin
him.
Splitter.
Yeah,
right?
Belkin apparently paired with Apple, and they actually made I have a little joke about this, so I should have dug it up. But someone made a splitter that basically just has two lightning plugs on it. So you plug it in one, and it has two, and then you can plug in and charge in one, and then you plug your either lightning headphones into them or you plug your adapter in. So now you're double dongled up.
So, we got a clean tag first off.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's stop with the double dongling.
Yeah. Well, yes. To go in that direction further, someone tweeted. I meant to share the tweet with you guys. But they pulled out like movie stills from some, I don't know what movie it was. I didn't recognize it. But like in the subtitles, it's like, you know, a guy and a girl meet. And then the guy says, well, I have certain special things I like. And the girl's like, oh, what? And then they cut to a picture of the double dongle coming out. And it's like the headphone jack coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So clean tag, like, clean tag.
Yeah, yes,
clean
yes.
tag.
So
all right.
It's just talking about headphones.
Yes, all right. So Belkin's $40 splitter is one solution.
And then the other splitter, the other option is from Apple, which is the actual dock that you put it in. So it's more for our friend Roy who likes to have it on
And the dock is free.
The dock is $50.
Yeah, it's $50 available in five colors,
but
though.
The dock also, you will not need a double dongle. Out the back of the dock.
Stop
is
saying double dongle. I'm going to giggle like a school kid.
Out the back of the dock
is
a mini headphone jack. So you can plug in your existing headphones.
See, okay.
All right,
but
so,
it's 50 balloons I have
50
to spend.
50 balloons you have to plug in.
Charging and syncing, though.
A nice little thing that when you wake up, your phone would be
that's right.
Right.
Yeah, and this is just one of Apple's long, they've been doing docks since the iPod days, right? We have this little majestic pedestal to sit your device in.
I loved their docks. I like the design of them.
I probably have a 30-pin dock somewhere. I could jam the lightning connector
on
the
30-pin
thing. I
still do. I actually have them on my nightstand. Yeah. I am a dock kind of guy.
Yeah,
you like your audio to be secure. So there are products.
I would say live a little. Try the cordless and see. Don't strangle yourself. Just don't hurt yourself.
Clan cord, Roy. Clan cord.
Yes. Okay, so we have two of these. And obviously there's going to be ton of other accessories probably coming out
the
people get rolling.
Like you won't believe.
Yes. All right. So I know we're getting short for time. One quick last one because they did a little Apple Watch stuff. Are you inspired to upgrade your Apple Watch or are you going to hang with the one you've got?
I did in the wake up at 3 a.m. frenzy. I'm like, well, let me just order a watch too while I'm here, you know, because it was new.
Because you were doing the pre-order,
I've been back and forth whether or not I'm going. The plan is also I'm going to give the existing Apple Watch to my wife. And then I will take this newer one and have the newer features.
And it'll be the happy
but
Apple Watch family.
I've kind of been thinking the last couple of days, maybe I'm just going to put that money toward a new iPad instead. So I'm thinking about not keeping that order.
Yes.
So stay tuned. I guess next month when I come
next
back.
Yes. Did he keep the watch?
If you do ever kindly invite me back, we can talk more about it.
Yes, or did he buy
a
new iPad?
It's an open invite, Don. Yes. You know this.
Yes.
You know
and
this.
We still have to get him to talk about his Nest thermostat and if the robots are controlling his house
yet.
I
got to work up to that.
Well, this could be, if Don's house has not attacked him yet, this could be a good thing for you, for the safety of.
I'm still contemplating buying the light bulb. Let me start it with the light bulb.
Well, in iOS 10, now they have the, you know, right in the control center, I'm now turning my lights off and on. I'm going to turn this light on. At least you're just like, why did the nightstand light
up? It's like, why did the garage door go up, Don?
Dining room, the default room.
I can only imagine when my six-year-old gets to that.
Uh-huh.
Our two-year-old, not even two, is starting to talk to Alexa.
Nice.
She's trying to control the lights.
Does she yell at him?
She just, I mean, it's not close enough, but she knows that we talk to them and make it happen.
Yeah, my son likes to yell at Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and asks inappropriate questions. And he's six.
Yeah, well,
he gets that from his mom.
See, these are things that the 21st century parents are going to have to navigate.
I'm not going to bring us a story of when you were collecting mattresses around the neighborhood, Pedro.
That's a story for another day.
The story for another day, but speaking of another day, I guess we should let the listeners get back to their day.
Yes, we should. We should let them get back. It was only the second story, okay? There wasn't that big a drop. There wasn't that big a drop. Mm. Yes, thank you,
listeners. Yes, this has to be in the bonus reel sometime.
Thank you. Thank you, bros. BuiltByBros.com. Build something with the bros.
Yes, and thank you, listeners. And Don will be back with more stories, his Internet of Things, or some mattress thing we're going to have to discuss, and whether or not Don kept the watch and bought a new iPad. So until next time, I'm J.D. Beersdorfer.
And I'm Pedro Rafael Rosado.
Don D'Onofrio.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
He's the man.
Again. Yes, you are. It's like a cliffhanger. We got to find out if he gets the iPad.
Yeah, and I want to hear what these mattresses are.
What band will you go? Will this case fit the new phone?
Yes.
I want to find out if Don's ever gone to that fancy, like, where they give you the specialized treatment at the store.
Oh, the concierge.
Don't tell us yet. I want to know if he's ever had the concierge.
I think there's champagne involved.